Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Atlanta Rug Market Summer Version, and I'm with Brandon Culpepper, the Vice President of Specialty Sales for Karastan. So we're in the second day of the show, and it looks like your showroom's crowded. Talk a little bit about what you're telling your buyers at this show.
We have a big product introduction here at the show. We're really focusing on the fibers that Mohawk has put to the forefront out in the industry on the broadloom side. They've made their way fully over into the rug side now, namely Smart Strand and Everstrand. Everstrand in particular is a big deal for us right now because it makes such a wonderful soft yarn that can be space dyed and woven in ways that make it look like a very expensive rug, but it's very affordable. It's a durable yarn. It's very soft to the touch, and that's so important right now in rugs. And the industry loves it because it competes at a similar price point as polypropylene, but there's a lot more value there. And so it's helped us really grow our business. And so we have a lot of new product that's tied into Everstrand, which is, of course, recycled bottles. And that green story, that Made in America story, all those different parts of that are really resonating with the market right now. That's why there's kind of a big crowd out there, I think. That's front and center to what we're doing.
All right, so let me get clear on this. You know, everybody knows these are made in Eden, North Carolina. They're made in the USA. They're mostly very traditional looking out here. And I am impressed. I'm walking up. I'm thinking that this beautiful rug that you have right as you walk in the showroom is either wool or nylon, and it's Everstrand, which means it's made out of recycled polyester bottles, and it has a great soft hand, and it does look like either wool or nylon. So it looks beautiful, and you're able to have a lower price point, and this is still a woven product, right?
That's right. These are woven on Van de Wiel machines, and so they are well put together. They're very durable. They're going to last. Even though they retail on a 6x9 somewhere around $399, they have a lot of value. So it's a game changer. It's a product that would have every bit the visual appeal of a wool rug, like you said. And it's dangerously close to what our Axminsters look like. So it's amazing how close you can get to the upper echelon of our product component, you know, as far as visuals go. Now, of course, Axminster to us is still very important. We brought a lot of new Axminster to market. So we see growth at our high-end price points also. In fact, we've got the other big news for us. In fact, what we wrote in the most business on at this show is a limited edition Karastan Axminster that's wool and silk. So we've actually upped our price point above what our typical Axminster wool would be. Mm-hmm. And we only have so many units of it, and it's selling like hotcakes out there. So people are glad to have that. So the amazing thing is that we're seeing such a recovery on our high end too. So the 1-2 punch of the value, amazing fiber story with Everstrand, and then the recovery of our high end business is really helping us this year.
All right, so you're getting business on both ends. And, you know, when we start talking about the cost of a rug, obviously there's the cost of the fiber, and we know that polyester is cheaper than nylon, and then wool is the most expensive. But there's also machine time, and there's this equation of gross margin dollars. So for the company to be profitable, publicly traded company, obviously, you need to have a good mix, don't you?
Absolutely. You have to have a good mix, and you have to be relevant to every consumer. And they shop now. They have ready information on the internet. Everybody's got Amazon.com. They can go to and look at what a rug would be from anywhere. And so they research every purchase online before they buy it. So what we have to be able to do is give our customers, particularly flooring retailers, the ability to compete on price, whether it be against an Amazon.com, a Home Depot, even a Target, and have an amazing value story at a full margin for them. And so our objective is to give them that tool.
Let's talk about this show for a minute. This is the Atlanta Summer Show. There's a lot of different shows where you can go to sell rugs. You can go and meet with the discounters up in New York. You can go meet with the furniture people in High Point, North Carolina. And there's these two gift shows that are one in Vegas and one here. So how does this one compare? And like I say, there are two shows here. So how do you know where to be and which ones perform the best?
Atlanta is critical because of the timing of it. You know, it's in January and July, so it's right at the beginning of the year and it's right in the middle of the year. So we kind of bookend it that way. We set our strategy up and announce it in Atlanta. We bring a ton of new product into Atlanta, and it's always been that way as long as I've been in the business. And it's really great because we're the center point of this. We're not an accessory to this market. This is the rug show. So it's not a furniture show. We're an accessory. That this is our front and center opportunity to get into retailers that They came here for one reason, that is to shop the area rug category, and that's important. So we do that here. When you get into Vegas and High Point, you're dealing more with a furniture retailer or somebody who handles rugs as a sideline, which is great. We need those customers. But here's a little bit different because these people are uniquely focused on the rug category.
You know, when I walked in here, I see an NFA member over here buying rugs. So, you know, I know he's a specialty retailer because I know who he is. And, you know, we've had conversations before about this area rug business and where it's shifting, more sales out of furniture stores, less out of department stores, less out of specialty retailers. Is the trend continuing there? How's that positioned?
I think that rugs have been reawakened in places. Furniture business has been growing in rugs for a long time. That continues to happen. The department store category, you've got some people who do really well with it, and other department stores have kind of gotten out of it. So that's really specific to the particular retailer in the department store world. With flooring retail, we find that it's reawakened. We feel like that more and more flooring retailers want to find a category that's cash and carry, that's easy to deal with, that's got good margins. They don't have to worry with installation or any of that. And so there really is a resurgence in that, and we're seeing more and more flooring retailers want to look at rugs again and say, okay, how can I set myself up to be successful this time around? And of course, we have best practices that we go by that we try to relay to them and consult them and teach them how to be relevant in the new economy, which is an effort to really be omni-channel to the consumer through a digital presence online, through social media, through having multiple different product categories that you carry in the store, and then setting yourself up the right way to succeed in rug retail, which is having the right amount of product displayed the right way, relaying information to the consumer in a way that they can understand it clearly and buy it in your store.
All right, let's talk about that one quick second, and you add on, because I almost want to shake most of my audience is specialty retail, and they have in this recession moved away from rugs, but as more and more hard surface products are sold, there is more opportunity for you to have another sale on top of that hard surface, because that homeowner is figuring out now that he or she has got to soften the room, and a rug is a perfect way of doing it. Area rug sales are actually up right now at a higher growth rate than other categories, according to our statistics, and they can bring this in. It's a cash and carry item, and they can make a 50 gross. So I think some of them are concerned that people will come in and showroom them. They'll look at the style, and then they'll go buy it on the internet. What can you tell these listeners now, these retailers, to get them to consider this category another time?
I would say if you're a flooring retailer and you don't sell rugs, it's like being a men's suit seller and not sell ties. They got to have a tie. You might as well not give that sale to somebody else. Don't give the sale to Home Depot, because they're going to buy the hard surface from you and then go down the street and buy the rug from a home center. There's no point in letting them have that business. So what we want to do is give you the tools and product and that are the right values to compete and win against the internet and against the big retail out there. And we're committed to doing that. We're going to make you look good and give you the service you need to succeed. And then, of course, once we have a program running, we're going to provide immediate service on that. So you're not going to wait weeks. You may wait days. Nothing we make ever hits a boat.
All right. So if you're going to carry rugs, you need to carry Caristan too, right? Because, I mean, that's one of the top brands in the business, right?
That's right. We've been around 85 years. We've got a history that stretches all the way back to the Marshall Field Company. Our founder is the one who coined the term, the customer's always right, and give the lady what she wants. So we stand on that.
All right, Brandon, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Brandon Culpepper, Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.